Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tonight, big energies lately, right? I keep seeing on the internet different things, back and forth things about, oh my gosh, we got to get ready because, well, Pluto has already gone into Aquarius just barely, and the Sun is in Aquarius as well. But when that was supposed to happen, people got really uptight about it, right? Lots of things being posted about how things were going to go. And I did put something up on my Facebook page about kind of don't panic. It's not going to feel like a big clunk and we're in Aquarius. You know, it's going to take some adjustment time. Now, because the Sun was involved, we'll feel it a little bit more. But I hope you're all doing well through all of this. I wish we had a better chat system right now. But right now, in the current chart, Pluto and the Sun are both in Aquarius at 0 and 2 degrees, respectively. But then also coming up behind them in Capricorn, at 13 degrees is Mars, and at 10 degrees is Mercury, and at 29 degrees of Sagittarius is Venus. So they're all coming into Capricorn and then going on to Venus. So now all of those planets move at a different speed, but all of that energy is all about creating a great foundation for yourself, for the things you love, the things you're passionate about. And then with the Aquarius energy, we've got some relief from that Pluto in Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn and I'm ruled by Saturn, but I also have Saturn placed in a very auspicious space in my chart. So I'm not only Capricorn, Sun, and Ascendant. My Saturn is in Taurus and my Moon is in Virgo. So I'm so much Earth. And and when I feel the lightness and freedom of Aquarius, I just want to dance around like a fairy. Oh my gosh, it just feels so good. And I was I have to tell you that I was finally moving into everything that that Aquarius was, because, you know, I'm Earth, it takes me a minute. Then I Pluto went into retrograde and came back into Capricorn, you know, because it was in Aquarius for a while. If you'd already heard that and thought you might be losing it, you're right. It was in Aquarius for a while. And then it came back into Capricorn at 29 degrees, which, by the way, is where my Mercury is and my ascendant. Everything is right there, along with Pallas Athena. So for those of you who I'm speaking Greek to, that means that I have a lot of Capricorn energy. And that's how, it's the way I like to learn. It's the way I like to create things, the way I plan my battles, and lots of other things, because I have a lot of Capricorn. It's also the things that I love, my Venus. So yeah, that's why I looked at that chart and was thinking it was still in Capricorn, because mine is. But the chart right now looks a lot like my chart, if you didn't know what you were really looking at. So it's cool. So I wanted to show y'all this. I have this piece of tanzanite sitting here, and I can't really convey through all of this how pretty it is, but I wanted to read you this. There's a reason why I have this sitting here tonight. It's a, this is a little bit about tanzanite, and I'm not sure where they got this, but might have been off of Google. One of the most valuable metaphysical stones, it integrates the energies of mind and heart, allowing one to stay centered while evaluating ideas and avoid going off on tangents. Ha! Worn as jewelry, it spreads its awakening abilities to those who view it. So if you're just looking at it, it helps you as well. Keeping in one's auric field can raise one's consciousness to a permanently higher state. This stone was actually suggested to me by someone who I never see anymore, because he blocked me on everything. And I find that interesting. I think he did it because he didn't want any contact with me anymore. And we had dated for a short time. And, but a lot of that time that 2 months, I treasure a lot of that, because I got a lot of information that came from a different space than metaphysical. He was really worried that he thought that I belonged with somebody in my circles, he said. So I assume that means he meant somebody like me. Yeah, we all know that there is nobody but like me, right? I think strangely, even for the way most of us think. But let's see. Oh, thanks for putting that up, Tiffany. No, I want to get back to, I'm actually trying to find the chat myself, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make that happen. Maybe.
To make that happen.
Ha! I found it. But now I got to mute it. All right, I can see people. Yay. Hi, Robert. Hi, Ruth. It's good to actually be in the chat a little bit. So it's also good to be on the show by myself. I love having people with me. But like Tiffany said, it's been since last year since you've been by yourself. So I really appreciate the people that came on the show, and I really appreciate you viewers that are here every week. And whether you're in the live chat or in the background, I just really appreciate everybody that shows up and gives your energy to the show, and whether that be monetarily or energetically. And I want to thank you for always supporting me. I was going through my finances today and going back through the year, getting ready for tax season. And I realized that I got quite a few contributions on my Venmo account. So thank you so much for that. I hope y'all are buying the books and the music that I have out there. I really appreciate that as well. I am very, very excited about one of the retreats that I'll be doing this year with my friend Glenda Brownies. We are going on a camping retreat, and we're going to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over a weekend in above Lovell, Wyoming, at the Five Springs Campground, right at the base of the mighty there. The base of the Bighorns, and then we will go up to the Medicine Wheel that's all the way on the top of the Bighorn Mountains. So up there we are going to do a really powerful, it's always powerful every time I do anything up there, even if I'm by myself. So I know this is going to be really powerful, especially with the people that have already signed up. And we are going to have a really, really amazing group of people there. So if you're interested in any of the retreats I have, be sure and look on my website and click on the drop-down menu, and then you can go to retreats. And that's where you can sign up for all of them. I only have the one up there right now because we're trying to get the other ones scheduled in and figure out where they're going to be. So. That's just lovely. I'm so excited about all of those. It's going to be so much fun. So, I have not done what I usually do in the last couple of shows. So, I want to get back to a little bit of singing for you and some meditation. So, we'll do some readings as well. I meant to put a deck of cards out here within reach, and I don't have one, so I will do readings off the top of my head, which is the way I like to do them anyway. So anyway, settle in, shake yourself down, take a big deep breath, and let yourself fall into the music. Shul, shul, shul harun, shul gosakir, shul gokyun, shul gautor sagasolivyon. Iskoche to move on in slun. I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill. Till every tear would turn a hill. He scorched to move on in sun. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shul go sakir, shul go kyun, shul go tor sag sol e dyon. Iskochetum avon yinslan. I'll sell my rod, I'll sell my reel, I'll sell my only spinning wheel to buy my love a sword of steel. Iskochetum avon yinslan. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shul go sakir og shul go kyun. Shul go tor sag sol eidyon. Iskochetum avon yinslan. I'll tie my petticoats, I'll dye them red, and round the world I'll bake my bread until my parents would wish me dead. Iskochetum avon yinslan. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shul go sagir og shul go kyun. Shul go tor sag sol eidyon. Iskochetum avon yinslan. But now my love has gone to France to fight his fortune in advance. If he e'er comes back, 'tis but a chance. Iskochetum avon yinslan. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shul go sagir og shul go kyun. Shul go tor sag sol eidyon. Iskochetum avon yinslan. Ooh, I hope that feels as good for you as it does for me. I don't know how it's coming through with the chat on Rumble. So if somebody could let me know whether that's working or not, I would really appreciate that. I believe that Shaman Bob usually would like a message. So since you're here, I would like to give you one. I see a bright shining sun and big puffy clouds, and it just this feeling of contentment coming your way. And I don't know you too well, but I hope that contentment is a different, I mean, not I hope it's a different feeling. I feel like it's going to be a different feeling for you. Like you push yourself hard and you worry about things, and this feeling of contentment that's going to come in, I feel like is going to do you a lot of good. So, I also know about you that you're moving into your shamanism, and in that, in order to convey peace and love and healing to everyone else, there you've got to be able to at least get to a spot where you can feel that peace yourself. And you don't, it's not like you have to be there all the time, like, you know, the world's major guru, but you need to be able to get to that space. So, can you get to that space? And do you need to maybe do some meditation in order to get to that space a little more often? That's what your guides are asking you. Let's see. There's also this wonderful feeling of just expansion. And I know I've said that for you before, and I love that feeling for you. Do put yourself into meditation a little bit more and really feel into. I know you use the music, so use the music for that. If you don't feel like you meditate properly, this is for everybody. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the ground and hold your hands in a mudra and be perfect about it. The whole point is to quiet the mind, right? And to quiet the body. So, if, as long as you're getting to a space where you can be quiet and content and peaceful, I think that is the goal right now, right? I mean, some people might be able to get to a space where they can get all kinds of information. And yes, there are lovely people out there, and sometimes I'm one of those people. People do. Woo! Yeah. Sometimes I can't talk. But I do love getting there, and I do love I love that feeling for you too, Robert. So if you need help getting there, let me know and I will do a recording for you. Let's see. I know Ruth is here as well. So, and I know there are a lot of other people that are listening that aren't in the chat. I just feel that happening. So, Ruth. I did a little I don't remember how long it was, but I did a recording for Ruth that was specifically for her to raise her vibrations, make her feel good. I checked in with her. I usually don't check in with people, but I really wanted to know, is this helping you? And she said she loves it. So, yay! So glad to hear that. Let's see. Ruth, are you putting your own card deck together? I feel like that would be a really good idea if you're not already doing it. I don't know if this is something I'm seeing in the future for you or something that I'm seeing that you're already doing, but I do believe that this will help you get your name out there a little more, help you bring in some more income. Loads of avenues of income is always good, right? So the energy of this deck of cards feels like it's going to be help people shift their perspective on things. And I love, love, love that. It feels upbeat. It feels just wonderful. And if it's not a deck of cards that you decide to do, even though I think you'd be really good at that, I feel like there's more about tangible things that you're putting out. So it might be artwork, or it might be writing, or but something tangible that people can hold in their hand and know it's from you, right? I think you make some things too, if I'm not mistaken. I love that. So that is always wonderful. But I really do feel like there is more expansion for you. There are more avenues of income. There is this feeling of love coming through to you. And if you don't feel that all the time, or if you get into a space where you feel like you're all depressed or whatever, so keep looking at your stats on different things. And know that people are buying your stuff, people are wanting your stuff, people are wanting to listen to you. And so that is bringing more and more love your way, even though it might not be a hug from a person, right? We all need to remember all the ways that we're getting fed in a really good way. Yay! I know there's somebody out there that is listening. That's God. That's going through a tough time. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, or I guess last night, that my sister had sent me, and it was about people. It was a podcast about someone who researches past lives and near-death experiences. This is not from a metaphysical point of view. This is strictly from a scientific point of view. Psychologist. Very interesting to me. And his comment was, well, some of these people put out things that are really so general that it could be for anybody. And yes. So I'm going to see how specific I can get tonight. How specific my guides will allow me to be. Because I've always felt like, not always, I guess, I've moved into a place where I really believe, in myself and everything that I do. So I'm not going to say that I don't believe in myself, but it did take me a long time, to get to a spot where I felt like I could do mediumship, and I felt like I could do like I had psychic abilities and I could do all these things, right? Most of the time I would chalk it up to my imagination. But it wasn't until I really started doing serious readings for people that I really realized that I was helping people and shifting people. So out there is someone who has recently had someone pass away, and I don't know if this person is a male or female, because it doesn't, the person who passed feels more female. But that could, you know, we're all into the gender fluid thing, right, too? And so I am not positive, but I see brown, kind of wavy hair. But they have their back to me, and I'm not really sure why. I don't know. I have asked my guides not to see all the gory and gross, disgusting stuff. So that might, it might have been something like that. But the person still here is in a lot of grief and can't really let this go. And I want you to know that that I'm trying to get a name because I want to be really specific, and I'm not really sure that I can with this one. But they are showing me a cross that this person always wore. It's kind of a bigger cross. I would say like it's an inch and a half lengthwise. It's about like a third to a half an inch thick on the actual cross pieces, and then it's about I don't know, an inch wide. It's got some like Celtic knots on it, and it's metal. And whoever this is for, you're going to recognize that. So you need to know that this person is fine, that they have moved on, they have crossed over, that there's no guilt that you should feel about any of this. Please be comforted in the fact that they are fine. They don't feel any pain anymore. They don't feel any of the emotion.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That we felt, or that they felt while they were still in the body on Earth. I'm going to sing for you, and it's going to be, I'm not going to sing, well, I don't know. I don't know that it matters if I sing the whole song, but the song Angel is coming through for you from Sarah McLachlan. So I want to give her credit for that, but spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that will make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough. And it's toward the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories stream from my veins. Let me be empty. Oh, and weightless. And maybe I'll find some peace. Tonight, in the arms of the angel, fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. You are pulled from the wreckage of your silent reverie. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here. You're so tired of the straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back. The storm keeps on twisting. You keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference escaping one last time. It's easier to believe in the sweet madness. Oh, this glorious sadness that brings me to my knees in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. You are pulled from the wreckage of your silent reverie. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here. I hope everybody, that did good for everybody. Oh, yeah, I can't see the chat anymore. It looked like I was frozen, so the chat wasn't going anywhere. Yay, Robin's here. That was Tiffany just asking me if I could see the chat. Robin, I owe you a reading, dude. So you need to get in touch with me so I can do that for you. And yeah, we will do that. But that's outside of this. I owe you that from our birthday giveaway. So yeah, let's get on that. I would love to do that for you. Robin, this new energy, this energy of moving into Aquarius is going to give you a lot of strength, Robin, a lot of freedom, a lot more than you might think it would. This is going to empower you, and really this is for everybody, but, oh, yay. I just read what Tiffany told me, and she said, Ruth says that the recording you gave her was wonderful and that she is working on her third Oracle deck. Yes. I love it. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to have to get that. Yeah. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Everybody is going to feel more empowered, more, the word I keep looking for is escaping me, but Aquarians are very independent. They are unique, and they let their uniqueness shine through. They aren't afraid to allow other people to see what's unique about them. So this new energy that the Sun and Pluto are going into, and the reason, I should explain this too, the reason that Pluto affects us so much, even though it's a dwarf planet and it's way out there, that energy affects us a little more than we might think. You know, it's not going to be the effect of like the Sun and the Moon is, because the Moon, that's a lot. Maybe it's a little more for me because I was born basically on a full moon, but anyway, where was I? Off on a tangent. Let's hold this. They do affect us a little more than we may give them credit for, just because even if we personally aren't affected as much, other people are affected by the astrology. So, so some of us have, some of humanity have ascended to the point where their vibration doesn't vibe or doesn't necessarily vibe with everything that astrology says, right? But the rest of humanity is still there. So that can still affect those of us who might have ascended past what astrology is doing. So I do talk about it, and I do know that it's going to affect us in ways that we can't avoid. So, Robin, I see you being a lot more empowered this year. I see you moving into a space where you don't doubt yourself anymore. And I know that that we all like to be strong and that we all like to say that we don't doubt ourselves, but then there are little telltale signs like, let me think of one that I do. okay. Here's one. Here's a big one. I know that I can protect myself from under other people's energies, and yet I carry stones around with me all the time and have them around me constantly so that other people's energies aren't affecting me. that's one just really small thing that that happens, you know? So Robin, for you, I know that things are going to change for you. Things are going to change in a fairly big way through this coming year. So on this full moon, this Leo full moon that is coming up, I think Thursday, do some kind of a full moon ritual just for yourself, Robin. And I would suggest like a burning bowl ceremony. Or even, I mean, have candles going, specific candles for you. Something that you really like a lot, either a scent that you really like a lot or a candle that's been adorned with a scent that you really like. I have this candle sitting here. This is from a place that I like to call the Horrible Christian Store, but I get a lot of money. A lot of my pagan ritual stuff from there. so if you can't think of what maybe I'm talking about, look at different stores, at art stores specifically, and you'll find some of these candles that when you burn them, different colors come out. You can see the red at the top and you can kind of see a little bit of color in there, but they come out in very vivid, pretty vivid colors for what this looks like. So, and it, as it burns down, it changes color. And you can do a reading for yourself off of one of those candles. So I would let it burn all day long if you want to use that type of candle, and put some oil on it, put some intention into it, do some carving in there and really get it going with your energy and what you would like to let go of and what you would like to move into. So, Robert, I hope that does you a lot of good. I always suggest having different stones with you and different herbs as well. I don't know if it grows out. Oh, see if you can find some holly and just have it sitting on the altar while you're doing your ceremony. So Tiffany is translating for me again. Robert says, thank you for the message. He needs peace, which he believes is to relocate, have a home and feel safe. Well, that's very important. Yes. Yes. I would agree with that. Robert, I'm not sure what's making you feel not safe, but claim your space that you're in right now anyway. And the way I do that is to, is to put, even if you're in an apartment or if you're in like a one room thing, wherever you are at, put stones at the corners of your space. I always use black. Doesn't matter what kind of black stones, just a black stone. Then call in the deities or the divas from the land around you. Call in the deities too. We like those. but really, really claim your space as yours, Robert. I don't like it when people don't feel comfortable in their in the space that they live in, and that really it gets to me, you know. So a lot of times, if people can't afford me to go and clear the house, I will go and clear it anyway, and then you know they can donate to me at different times or whatever. But yes, Robert, do. Absolutely. Use your own power to claim your space and to make it all yours so that you can feel comfortable and peaceful in your own space. There has to be at least a little bit of space for you that you can feel comfortable in. So, and you can always create sacred space and use those markers, those stones as a boundary and create sacred space each and every time you walk into your home if you need to. But make sure that you feel comfortable there. Have the things around you that make you feel comfortable. Robin says, thank you. Wow, yes, she doubts herself. She loves you. I love you too, Robin. I love you all. I am so glad that we have this little community going on because it is super cool. and I love, love, love doing this. So I'm going to tap in a little bit more. One of my goals this year is to give myself more time for meditating, more time for being in nature. That includes hot springs. So, if you live anywhere between Billings and Thermopolis, Wyoming, I am doing another show. So keep an eye out on my, I don't remember if that one's up on my website. I'll see if I can get it up there, but keep an eye out on my Facebook. If you don't know my Facebook page, I am Channeling Divine with Marcia, and you can also friend me on my personal page. I don't check them very often though, so Don't get mad if I don't friend you. It's just an oversight. Okay, now I need to tap back into this. This person. There is somebody also that is getting into new things and moving into new things and has been working very hard at this. And this actually feels like a friend of mine who I will probably have on the show, because I want him to talk about what he does, the various things that he does, and have him do that before our next expo here. So I'm not going to call him out by name, but I know that this is going to be good for you. This is going to put you into a space where you would like to be, rather than allowing other people to step on your energy. So I would recommend to you that you Okay. So my guides are helping me out a little bit. I'm seeing you walk into your space like a cheetah. You don't need to enter your space like a bull. You don't need to enter anybody else's space or take over like a bull would take over. Do it like a cheetah would take over. Like, you know that you are the one who owns this space. And that you don't have to show, you don't have to lose your temper. You don't have to show other people what you can do. You know that you've got it all going on. And I think this Aquarian energy will help you as well. Also, the things that you're doing right now are going to help you move into this space of knowing. And really, that again, that's for everybody. Knowing that you have the power, you have the intelligence, you have the abilities, you have now the knowledge of all of these things, that you don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing around you anymore. You've got it going on. And you have separate things from the people, the rest of the people in your city, and separate enough that they're not going to be competition for you. In fact, no one is competition for you anymore. Doesn't matter what they do. Doesn't matter if they say they do exactly the same Reiki treatments as you do. It's not going to be competition for you anymore. So I'll leave you with that. Yay. I love that. Richard's not on tonight. Who else is usually here? Maybe they're still listening. So Maybe Richard will listen later. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a message, Richard, and that is to know that you are loved. Know that apparently you have had some doubts about that, and I'm really sorry about that, but you are loved, Richard. This whole community supports you. And the love of this community shines through to you. And there are other pieces in your community. I know that that you do some singing and that you do some work with the theater. So know that you are loved. Know that that is all shining through for you. And as oppressed as or depressed as you might have felt in the past, know that good things are coming for you. That things are looking up, things are getting brighter, the sun is shining more. And you need to take your personal power back as well. So boy, this is a lot about personal power, right? I want to tell you a little story. When I was getting ready to go to Ireland, I felt like personally, like I would be way up and then way down, and really kind of bipolar, because I was getting ready to go to Ireland and it was going to be this fabulous trip and I wasn't going to have to work or do anything else but experience Ireland and Scotland for a month. And my boyfriend had just died. And so all of these loads and loads of emotions came through. I felt a lot of love from all the other people in my community, and really loads of people showed up and showed up for him and for me. And I felt the love through that. And he was gone. And I felt like he totally abandoned me, and different, you know, the emotions were just a constant roller coaster, we'll call it. And I did not feel worthy of going to Ireland. I did not feel like, even though people were helping me, they were donating to me, they were donating their time to me, and we put on this big show, and loads of people throughout the community came, and it was just a fun fundraiser for me to go to Ireland. I felt like I did not deserve that. And sometimes I still fall into that space of, I don't deserve these things that I have. But I want to tell you that eventually, even though I twisted my ankle three times right before I went to Ireland. It was to the point, I mean, I landed on it upside down once, and I was going to walk a lot while I was in fact, I still did walk a lot while I was in Ireland, but I had to have my friends, I had to lean on my friends to work on me to, so that I could actually function. And finally, I mean, the third time I sprained it was, I fell inside a bar, and not bar really, it's called Bin 119, and we went there and ate all the time. It's kind of a wine bar and with fantastic food. I had my friend take me back to my office, and she worked on my ankle, and she said, you need to move into a space where you believe that you deserve to go. Now, I'd raised all this money and it worked my butt off to be able to go. And I was working full-time as a bartender and full-time as a healer. And I still felt like I didn't deserve to go until she did this work on me. And she's a vibrational healer as well. And she talks to angels. Her name is Danielle Agnew. And she's been on my show before. And she pulled out some doubt and pulled out some past life junk and different things, and helped me move into a space where I believed that I could do it. Now, did I have my doubts even after I got over there? Hell yeah, I did. But I was already there. So I couldn't do anything really except for believe that I was going to be okay. I was all by myself, and I want you to know that you can move into that space as well. I know we're running out of time, but all of you, everybody can move into a space where you really believe that you deserve everything that's coming to you, like in a good way. All the good things. You deserve all the good things in your life. So I'm just going to sing for a little bit longer because we have 2 minutes. So just sit back and relax and allow this to flow into you. I believe in you. To know you are loved by all the beings who sing with me. You are powerful. And every time you think that you don't deserve that, you can watch this show again, right? You can click that like button. You can subscribe. I would love that. And look for my stuff on Facebook and on Instagram and all the things. And thank you so much for being here. Thanks for your energy. Thanks for your donations. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.